Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 16th of August. I'm your host, Paul White. We're in 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're dealing with Peter's phrase that we are a holy priesthood from the 5th verse. The entire verse, we also are living stones. This is pointing back to the living stone, Christ, rejected by men, chosen by God, precious, verse 4. We are those things as well. We are also precious. We are living stones. We are a new and a living form of governing on the earth. And then Peter says, you are a holy priesthood. What does that mean? Because for you and I, who are Gentiles by nature and not Jewish, many of us, most of us, and particularly those of us not of the Catholic persuasion, we don't know a lot about the priesthood. I was raised evangelical, Protestant. I didn't even know that I was evangelical or Protestant when I was a kid. Who would? I was just a Christian. That was what I thought. And I didn't know anything about priests. What I knew about priests was they were guys that wore robes with this white clerical collar. I didn't even know it was called a clerical collar until I was adult. I just thought they had this shirt that had a white spot at the top of it. And I didn't know what they did. I knew that they did something in church. And then as I got older and went into ministry and went into studying what it means to have access to the throne and who we are in Christ, I actually looked down on the earthly priesthood because I thought, why would man need that? I'm not bashing it. I've grown up a little bit. I understand what it exists for. I fundamentally disagree with it as far as a necessity. Do we need someone as an intermediary on our behalf going to God? My answer is we do, and his name is Jesus, but that's all we need. I don't need a man going to God for me. I don't need to hear from God through a man. I don't need to receive my forgiveness through the permission of a man. I have all of that through the man Christ Jesus. And I think that there's enough New Testament evidence to support that. And I think you have to move outside of the New Testament to establish a man's priesthood, or you have to, and I think, with all respect, I think this is what's happened, is there have been passages twisted to create an earthly priesthood. Now, so what might Peter mean when he talks about we're a holy priesthood? Well, first of all, context and audience. Peter's talking to the dispersion. We've said this many times. We keep going back to those first couple of verses of chapter 1, where Peter identifies his audience as the dispersion, scattered throughout portions of the fringes of the Roman Empire. These are Jews who are living in the Roman Empire. They don't have a country. They are a country of themselves in some sort. But Peter's not just talking to followers of Moses, he's talking to those who've accepted Christ, because his letter is saturated, unlike James, by the way, his letter is saturated with Jesus. James's letter is not saturated with Jesus. Take that for what it's worth. But that's a reality. So Peter is definitely talking to Jewish dispersion, but he's talking to those who've received Christ, and he says, you're a holy priesthood. So context, his audience understands priesthood, not in the Catholic way, but in the Jewish way. Someone who functions in the temple on behalf of the nation towards God, who handles the day-to-day rites of sacrifice and praise. They slaughter lambs. They offer up incense before God. They take care of the candlesticks and showbread in the temple. These are those day-to-day activities. They exist to do the work of man towards God. The prophet does the work of God towards man. The priest does the work of man towards God. They exist for that. They subsist on the tithes of the people, because they don't own property and they don't own animals, so they don't have their own food or grain, so they exist on the tithe, and the tithe is not money, the tithe is stuff. It's food, animals, first fruits. This becomes their diet. This is what they put in the storehouse, the tithe, by the way, was never money. Only when Abraham gave of the spoils of war to Melchizedek, and he did that once. He did not do that on a recurring basis. Israel gave tithes on a recurring basis, but it was the spoils. If they were in the wilderness where there was no one to give the tithe to, Deuteronomy says that Israel could sell whatever they had, take the money and buy whatever they wanted. Oh boy, we could do a whole message there, couldn't we, on the validity of the Old Testament tithe and the invalidity of the tithe as the way it is presented today. It doesn't have a New Testament foundation, not the way it's presented now. So the holy priesthood, the priesthood of Israel existed for that purpose. When Peter says you're a holy priesthood, he is elevating his audience to the point of priesthood. This is not allowable under the Old Covenant. It's a way of showing you that we've had a total cut from the Old Covenant to a New Covenant, in which it's not only the tribe of Levi that gets to be the priests, it's you that get to be the priest. You get to go to God, not on behalf of your neighbor, but on behalf of yourself. You're a holy priesthood. You're not a priesthood trying to be holy. Stop trying to be holy. Stop trying to be what you are. You are a priesthood. This is not a Peter-only statement. Listen to John at the revelation of Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 1. Listen to John in verses 4 and 5. Grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That phrase there in the Greek, has made us kings and priests, is this in the Greek. He has made us a kingdom of priests to God. Listen to that. Jesus has created from his own side, where blood and water flowed, a new kingdom of priests to God. You are a part of a kingdom that gets to represent yourself in front of the Father. Earlier when I said to you, we do have a mediator and it's Jesus before God, what I mean is it's Jesus in us, Christ in us. It's not some metaphysical moment where Jesus walks in front of the Father on a planet on the other side of the universe and says, hey, you know, go easy on Paul, he's under my blood. No, the Father is not, as Paul said, he is not far from us. We're going to him not through something, we're going to him as something. Let me say that again. It's a good way to close today. You don't go to God through something. You go to God as something. You go to God as one of his sons, or in a natural sense, you go to God as a holy priest. You have a right to be there. That's a powerful thing. So we're a spiritual house, we're a holy priesthood, and we offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We'll talk about what that might be tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.